Welcome back to Talent Hub Talk. If I haven't spoken to you in 2024 directly, I hope you've had a good start to the year. Today, I'm back to review the first quarter in 2024. So this was a quarter where I feel the market was hoping for more activity than we had seen towards the end of 2023. Although there was a bit of a spike towards the end of 2023, I think people were really hoping the market would have a fast start in 2024, hoping that fortunes would change as 2024 got started and there would be more projects, more demand and more positivity. And I think it's fair to say that we have all been a little bit underwhelmed and a little bit disappointed with what we actually saw in Q1 of the year. At times, there have been signs of positivity and spikes of activity, but we have also seen, unfortunately, more redundancies across consultancies and banks off the top of my head, as well as incredibly slow hiring processes. I think that's been a big frustration for a lot of people this year so far. Just how long it's taking from CV submission all the way through to offer letter. These processes are taking weeks and weeks at times, sometimes longer, and that has been a real frustration. The Sydney Salesforce World Tour was definitely the highlight of the quarter for me, catching up with old and new friends and seeing what Salesforce had been working on. I know lots of people left there excited by Data Cloud and Copilot, but unfortunately, we didn't really see that excitement translate into a big shift in vacancies. Going back to my previous point around at times, there have been spikes and bits of positivity. I do feel there was a bit of a spike straight after World Tour. I think there was a lot of positivity in the market. But yeah, it hasn't just kind of maintained that positivity and increase in volume of vacancy flows. So yeah, not the impact that we were hoping that World Tour would have. We've seen a gradual increase in New Zealand-based candidates starting to look for opportunities to move to Australia. And we get a lot of people that are looking to work remotely from New Zealand. But more recently, we've seen a real spike in people that are actually looking to make the move over to Australia, as there does seem to be a little bit more confidence and positivity in the Australian Salesforce market than New Zealand. This is obviously a move that can work for New Zealand citizens, but right now we're not seeing companies looking to sponsor candidates from overseas, whether that's New Zealand or somewhere else right now. Salaries have continued to be pretty flat, and we've seen some candidates actually taking pay cuts when they've found themselves in between roles, some quite significant pay cuts in some cases, others moving for the same or slightly less. Obviously, some people are still securing pay rises, so it's not all doom and gloom, but we definitely are seeing a bit of a kind of flatness to salaries and definitely no massive increases like we saw through COVID. Same with daily rates. We've seen some candidates dropping their daily rates in some cases considerably in the hope that that will open up a bigger pool of opportunities. In terms of the split between contract and perm opportunities this quarter so far, I'd say it's kind of fairly even, actually. And if I look at the placements I've made, I think they've been probably around 50-50. We are seeing some companies letting go of contractors, other companies hiring contractors. So I don't think there's necessarily a particular trend around what we're seeing with contract roles right now, but they're out there, but maybe not to the volume that we saw through COVID. In recent conversations I've had with Seek, as in the job board, job application numbers are at an all-time high. But in my experience, the actual number of relevant candidates applying for Salesforce roles is still pretty low. I'd guess around 10 to 15% of applicants that we're getting for a role are actually suitable for the position. I'm still seeing companies really struggle to find specific skill sets. And I've had many clients reach out to me after periods of recruiting directly, and when they've realized it's not as easy to find experienced Salesforce talent as just putting an advert on Seek. So yeah, there's definitely companies out there still trying to hire directly and realizing that actually by putting an advert out, they're not getting the right applicants. And it takes a lot more than just putting an advert on a job board to find solid, experienced Salesforce talent, even in a market that's a little bit more candidate heavy than we've seen in the past. Although we have seen some redundancies, as I mentioned before, we are seeing some Salesforce partners in growth mode still. As with last time I mentioned this and commented on this, we are seeing some partners in the smaller and mid-tier space still hiring, still growing. And this is typically when they have a very clear target market and niche offering. So we're seeing companies that might have some really strong experience in public sector, as an example, or health, NDIS, that kind of space. We're seeing them do well still, looking to grow and looking to hire great people. For some candidates that have been impacted by redundancies, we have been able to help them snap up opportunities quickly. We've seen some people that are still in that kind of notice period with their work secure roles start on the very first Monday after finishing with their previous company. Unfortunately, it's taking a little bit more time for others. it really does come down to timing at the moment. We've seen certain skill sets, level of experience or industry experience being in need at the right time for certain candidates. So one example of that was recruitment in the industry experience, someone that had been impacted by a downturn. And then we had an opportunity in the recruitment industry and they just so happened to have a lot of experience in that space. So it was perfect timing. And unfortunately for other candidates, the timing hasn't been so perfect. So it really does, it depends on timing, it depends on location, it depends on price, skill set. Obviously, there's a lot of factors behind why some people are getting roles quicker than others. But hopefully, you're getting you're having the right conversations, you're getting the support you need if you are struggling to find a role from people in the market, from family, from anyone that can kind of support you and help you through this difficult time. And always happy to help and to offer any advice I can. So if you're finding yourself in that position, please do reach out for a chat. We're still seeing a lack of Salesforce industry skills in the market. And this has probably been an area where there has been a slight imbalance in terms of volume of requirements being slightly greater than the available talent pool. We're still seeing government departments hiring, whether that's federal and also state. So they're sometimes hiring for contractors, sometimes going out to partners for resources. And in that space, we've seen a bit of a spike in industry requirements, Salesforce industry requirements, predominantly for developers more recently. And that's where we've been seeing the demand being slightly higher than the talent pool, people with Salesforce industries development experience. So looking ahead, I still do think we have some challenging months ahead of us, but there are definitely some positive conversations being had. We've seen partners bolstering their sales teams, which I think is a positive. If they're hiring salespeople, it's because they're hoping there's opportunity coming down the line for them. Benches are slowly getting less full, and companies that we have seen making redundancies are actually now, in some cases, starting to go back into the market for talent again. From a recruitment perspective, March was much busier for me than February and January combined. So if we can continue that momentum, I'm hoping for a better quarter as we move into Q2. So overall, not the quarter that we'd been hoping for towards the back end of last year. There are signs of positivity. There's many conversations I'm having where people are expecting to be hiring this year. We've been collecting the data for ANZ market, Salesforce market salary, which we'll be releasing soon. From what I've seen of that so far, that looks like there's some positive comments in there around plans for this year as well. So keep the hope. Reach out if you have any questions, and let's all hope for some more positivity as we move into Q2 and then into the second half of 2024. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and please stay tuned for future episodes that are coming through.